Man, that is still a banger. Oh, thank you so much for that theme music. My name is Alan Gygax. Welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. And the big news, of course, is that we have a new contract as of today. Arbitrator Nolan has issued his decision, and we now have a contract that runs from 2023 through 2026, or at least into 2026. So, this news came out while I was at work today, probably while you guys were at work yesterday or earlier, depending on when you're listening to this. And for me, I had time to kind of skim the article, but didn't have time to read it closely. And that's what this podcast is all about. As a service to you, I'm going to go ahead and read this because I couldn't read it while I was out delivering the mail, but I can read it now and you guys can listen. And so this is the story, the information that we have right now. This comes off the NALC's website, and this is also on the NALC app. This was released March 24th, 2025. And the headline is, Arbitrator Nolan issues award, sets terms of the 2023 to 2026 national agreement. Arbitrator Dennis R. Nolan has issued a final and binding arbitration award that sets the terms of a three-year collective bargaining agreement between the National Association of Letter Carriers and the U.S. Postal Service. NALC President Brian L. Renfro announced on March 24th. All right, so I have this problem of I'm 50 years old, or I'm about to turn 50, and my eyesight is going, and I have to read what's on this tablet. But the place where I need to put the tablet in order to read it is also where the microphone is in front of, it's right in front of my face is where it has to be. And so I'm trying to find a good angle where my voice can still be on mic, but I can also read this award. I think, yeah, it looks like if I take my glasses off and dude, if you guys could see the things I do for classes of mail. Okay, so I'm going to try this. It looks like this is going to work. Just to describe what I'm doing. So I have the microphone in front of me on a floor stand, like a floor mic, like a rock star would have, because of course. And so that's directly in front of me. And then I also am holding my tablet up in front of me with both hands above the microphone stand. It's essentially like my arms are straddling the microphone stand. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to, oh, and I'm already knocking into the microphone stand. All right, let's get back to it. Pursuant to an agreement reached by parties on February 26th, Arbitrator Nolan conducted mediation with the parties in Washington, D.C. March 17th and 18th, while serving as the sole and neutral arbitrator to resolve their collective bargaining impasse. He issued the award on March 21st. It is available here. Also, okay, so there's a link here. I may have to go through and actually read that award at some point. But this is interesting because it was expedited arbitration, and dude, they ain't joking. When they said expedited, there was only 2 days of mediation, and then he released the award just a couple days after that. So yeah, expedited indeed. President Renfro issued the following statement announcing the arbitration award. And then there's a bunch of block of text here, which I will read to you from Renfro. And I keep hitting the mic. We are pleased that the award includes consistent pay increases with the largest annual general wage increase since the 2006 national agreement. Dude, already the spin. The largest annual general wage increases since the 2006 national agreement. Look at that, man. We're killing it out here. And 6 cost of living adjustments, as well as full back pay for all hours worked. All right, well, that's good. At least we get the back pay. I know that was something people were concerned about. The terms awarded also address our key objectives regarding higher starting pay and further increasing top step pay, where letter carriers spend most of their careers at the salary on which we... And the salary... Wait. The terms awarded also address our key objectives regarding higher starting pay and further increasing top step pay, where letter carriers spend most of their careers at the salary on which retirement calculations are based. Okay, so that's an argument that top step pay is the most important because, like for me, I've been at top step pay for a few years and I still have like 10 more years to go at this same step. So yeah, easily the plurality of all my years will be at Top Step. Possibly even the majority of all my years will be at Top Step. I still would like to see more done for people at the lower steps, and especially those on table two. And it says that this award addresses our key objectives. I mean, I guess it certainly doesn't accomplish our key objectives. All right, moving on. During the interest arbitration process, we fought for wage increases and rebuffments based on the Postal Service's financial difficulty. Previous interest arbitration boards have cited such arguments to justify increasing our share of health insurance premiums and reductions in back pay. This award contains no changes to these or other provisions that could negatively impact pay for letter carriers. It only moves us forward. You know, I mean, technically that's right. We're still paying the same percentage for our health benefits. We're getting our full back pay. But I got to tell you, as a worker, it does not feel like we're moving forward. I see why he says that. Like, technically, none of our pay or benefits got smaller. But it doesn't feel like we're keeping up. And if you're at the bottom of the pay scale, especially, it doesn't feel like you're keeping up. I mean, when I came in as a PTF back in 2006, I was making like $17 an hour or something like that. And now, 20 years later, CCAs are making $19, $20 an hour. We definitely have not taken care of the people who are going to be the future of the Postal Service. All right. In recent years, we've reduced the CCA workforce by 15,000 positions and added 12,000 career PTF positions as we've moved to transition the Postal Service's flexible workforce from 100% non-career to now over 30% PTFs using MOUs we've negotiated. The national agreement resulting from this award will allow us to continue that process in pursuit of our goal of an all-career workforce. All right, so this is potentially good, like the PTFs pay has gone up because we lost a couple of steps at the bottom of the pay chart. And so potentially if we can hire people straight in as PTF, that would be really helpful. That would significantly at least increase the starting pay. And that's something that we need. So that there is a path for that here. And that's, you know, again, credit where credit's due. That's something that is at least positive that PTFs, you know, it is a better deal for PTF, so there's that. This award follows years of work by the NALC, including its officers, staff, attorneys, consultants, and expert witnesses who diligently put together the case for interest arbitration. Their hard work allowed the case to be presented effectively and efficiently. I thank all the members of the NALC for their activism and involvement throughout the collective bargaining process. Thus ends his statement. And so once again, I have to take personal responsibility here because when the tentative agreement came out, it was directly following a rally that I went to here in Las Vegas. It was our Fair Contract Now rally. And then a couple days later, we got the tentative agreement. Well, then on the 23rd, just like everybody else, I went to our rally about, you know, don't privatize the Postal Service. And then boom, we get this contract. So clearly my specific voice, my personal voice out on the sidewalk saying, you know, whatever it was we were chanting, that's what we have to thank for this. Well, based on the content of the contract, maybe I shouldn't be taking credit for it. All right. Anyway, here are some highlights of the contract, which covers the period from May 21st, 2023 to May 22nd, 2028. All right. That I just read that from the article. And it's worth noting that the original tentative agreement was a 3.5-year agreement. This one is only 3 years. So it will end May 22nd, 2026. The next elections for NALC president don't happen until like October of 2026. So that means, you know, who's going to be negotiating our next contract? Your good buddy and mine, Brian L. Renfro. So he will have many months before his term is up to negotiate the subsequent contract. And this concerns me, and it should concern you as well, because we've seen, you know, he wants to go it alone and not involve other people. And I take full responsibility. Well, we're looking at the result of that. And I'm not impressed. So, you know, it may be time to do a referendum or think about ways that we can put protections in place so that we don't get screwed like this again. All right, moving back to the article. Wage provisions. 3 general wage increases and 6 COLAs were awarded. Arbitrator Nolan awarded general wage increases of 1.3% in November 2023, paid retroactively, 1.4% in November 2024, paid retroactively, and 1.5% in November 2025. These increases exceed the general wage increase pattern established in collective bargaining agreements between the Postal Service and other postal unions in the previous round of collective bargaining. The award also provides for the payment of 6 COLAs to career letter carriers using the formula that has been included in Article 9.3 for many years. That proportional COLA provides all career carriers equal protection against inflation. I'm going to have to go back and look at Article 9.3 and see how the COLA is actually calculated, because it does not feel like we're keeping up with inflation. It feels like however the consumer price index is being calculated or however it's being applied to our wages, it doesn't seem like our wages are increasing at the same rate as inflation. The four of these COLAs, totaling $2,725 per year at Step P, will be paid retroactively pursuant to Article 9.3. The amounts of the final 2 COLAs will, as usual, depend on the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. CCA pay increases. CCAs will receive 3 additional 1.0% increases for cumulative general wage increases of 2.3% in November 2023, paid retroactively, 2.4% in November 2024, paid retroactively, and 2.5% in November 2025. Within 180 days of the date of this arbitration award, CCAs will receive an additional 50 cents per hour pay increase. This is in addition to their cumulative general increases. And this is because they don't This is because they don't get cost of living adjustments. And so this 50 cents and the extra 1% is somehow supposed to make up for that. And once again, CCAs get left far behind and they're just on the ass end of this agreement. All right, moving on. Pay table modifications. Steps AA and A will be eliminated from Table 2, raising starting career pay by 4.5%. CCAs converted to career PTF positions will see wages rise by more than $4.31 per hour. That's a very specific amount, more than $4.31 per hour. So $4.32, it's weird phrasing. Additionally, the annual rate at Step P in Tables 1 and 2 will be increased by $1,000 annually. This increase is in addition to the general wage increases and COLAs mentioned above. Both of these modifications will be effective within 180 days of the date of the arbitration award. All right, so we get a little bit of extra pay for the folks at the top step. And PTFs, I'd be interested to see. I'm sure people have already made a chart. In fact, I saw Kira Jo Munn put a chart up, but I don't have it handy. Let me see if I can look that up. Hold on a sec. I don't know. I can't find it. I went and looked and it's funny how that works on Facebook. Like sometimes things just disappear. All right, moving on. Retroactive back pay provisions. Full back pay for all letter carriers covering all paid hours since the expiration of the 2019 to 2023 contract was awarded by the arbitrator. Back pay calculations will include the November 18th, 2023 and November 23rd, 2024 general wage increases, plus the 1% additional increase for CCAs on those dates and the first 4 COLAs. All right, so we're going to get all of our back pay. It looks like if you're at the top step, it's going to be in the neighborhood of $6,000. So that's something. And obviously it drops for each step below that. And that size of that back paycheck gives you a sense of how small these raises really are, because that's 2 years worth of back pay that you're getting. And that's how much it totals. I mean, dude, at this point, it's done, right? Complaining about it isn't going to get me anywhere because it's not going to change the outcome. you know, I'm going to move forward. It's not like I'm going to go look for another job. I'm going to keep doing this. It does support my comfortable middle-class life. Thank God I was able to buy a house before houses got crazy expensive. But it's not what all of us were hoping for, that's for sure. And this trend continues because the theme continues because the next topic is uniforms. All letter carriers will receive the following uniform allowance. May 21st, 2025, $536 plus an additional $125 for a newly eligible carrier. May 21st, 2026, $549 plus an additional $128 for a newly eligible carrier. So this is a Band-Aid on a very large problem. It is a very small Band-Aid on a very large problem. And it looks like, you know, at the wrap sessions, this is something that Renfro said was the low-hanging fruit, that if everybody agrees this uniform problem needs fixing, well, here we are. Unused portions of an eligible employee's annual allowance for uniform and work clothing will be carried over and available for use beginning 12 months after the end of each anniversary year. An eligible employee's uniform or work clothing allowance balance may not exceed the sum of 2 years of the employee's annual allowance entitlement. This awarded uniform and work clothing program adjustment will be implemented no later than 12 months from the date of the interest arbitration award. So now you can carry over, because obviously you got way too much money, you know, more money than you know what to do with your uniform allowance. So now you can carry over any surplus. I mean, I guess it's useful in the sense that, like, sometimes you have like $13 left over and you can't buy a pair of socks for that. And so at least it doesn't go to waste. I guess there's that. Moving on. Additionally, a joint task force shall be established to study the uniform program with a view toward reaching an agreement for a new and or revised program that would take into account the following guidelines. 1. Be cost effective for both management and city letter carriers. 2. Provide the parties with more direct control of the uniform program. 3. Limit management and city letter carriers' exposure to future increases in uniform costs. And 4. Create practices for the manufacture and purchase of uniform items that will reduce the rate of increase. Yeah, that's great. These are all ideas for the future. Hey, there will be a task force working on it. All right, well, I look forward to seeing what that task force puts out. Next, layoff protection. The no layoff clause that protects letter carriers after 6 years of service as a career employee is retained in the 2023 national agreement. Subcontracting of letter carrier work. The existing prohibitions against contracting out city letter carrier work are continued for the duration of the 2023 national agreement. Health insurance contributions. The employee's share of health insurance premiums remains the same as in the 2019 to 2023 national agreement for both career and non-career letter carriers. So there you go. Our health benefits may get more expensive, but the percentage that we pay is staying the same. NALC and USPS representatives will put together the entire text of the 2023 to 2026 national agreement in the coming weeks. All right, and you know that when that agreement comes out or when that text comes out, your boy is going to be on top of it and will be reading that text to you. All right, and I just went up and clicked on the actual language of the arbitrator's decision. And it's only 21 pages, and it's spaced out, and it has wide margins, like like when you were in school and you were trying to make your paper look bigger than it is. How am I going to get this to fill 3 pages? Well, this one fills 21 pages, and it's not terribly long, and so I will do a future episode where I read the arbitrator's decision. But for now, that will do us. Thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you all next time. Thank you.